Okay, so today we're diving into something that might not sound super exciting right off the bat.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's a game changer.
It is.
We're talking trade journaling.
Right.
I know it doesn't exactly scream like exciting podcast episode, does it?
Maybe not the most glamorous topic.
It's kind of like that dreaded sock drawer, you know, the one you avoid cleaning out.
I feel seen.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
What if I told you this could be the one practice, the one habit that separates those traders raking in consistent profits
Right.
from, well, everyone else?
Yeah, you're hitting on something crucial there.
Really?
A lot of traders, I mean, they get lost in the weeds chasing fancy indicators, expensive
Only the
software.
next guaranteed strategy.
When really the secret sauce might be something far simpler.
Okay, so we're talking about journaling, like back to basics, pen and paper.
Not necessarily pen and paper, but yeah, back to basics, the power of a trading journal.
So it's not just about like jotting down my wins and losses, like keeping score.
It's way more than just keeping score.
Okay, so what are we really talking about here?
Think of it more like having a conversation.
A conversation.
Yeah, but with your trading self.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. You're analyzing every trade, every decision, understanding the why behind it.
So instead of just bought at this price, sold at that price, it's more about digging deeper.
Exactly.
Because we've all had those moments, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where a trade goes completely south.
Tell me about it.
And you're left scratching your head thinking, what was I thinking?
You're like, did I really just do that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the journal comes in.
Right.
It's like having a little trading therapist in your back pocket.
Minus the hourly fees.
Exactly. Okay,
Yeah.
so tell me more about this trading therapy session. What kind of things are we analyzing?
Well, let's say you find yourself drawn to breakout trades.
Ooh, yeah. Who doesn't love a good breakout?
Right. But then you look back at your journal and you see a pattern.
Uh-oh.
You're consistently jumping in on breakouts with low volume.
Ouch, I've been there.
And just like our source material points out, those low volume breakouts, they often fizzle out.
Yes, they lure you in with that initial excitement, then poof, gone like a stale cookie.
And that's just one example.
Okay, so we're talking about uncovering those hidden patterns in our trading.
Exactly. Those blind spots we all have that we don't even realize are hurting our performance.
And the journal helps us shine a light on those blind spots.
Exactly. Think of it as a mirror reflecting back your trading habits.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Because once you see something, you can start to change it, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole point.
So in that breakout example, instead of just chasing every exciting surge,
Right.
you become more selective, more strategic about which breakouts you actually jump into.
You start looking for those high volume confirmations, those higher probability setups.
So it's about evolving as a trader, becoming more disciplined in your approach.
Exactly. And that evolution, that's where the real magic happens. And this applies to any trading style, really, not just breakout.
Right. So whether you're a breakout trader, a trend follower, whatever your flavor.
The journal can still be that mirror reflecting back your strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. And speaking of weaknesses, let's talk about the emotional roller coaster that is trading.
Oh, absolutely. Trading psychology is huge, and a journal can be incredibly powerful for that.
Because let's be real, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
You take a loss and suddenly you're hit with this urge to make it back immediately.
That urge to revenge trade, classic mistake.
And so much of the time, it just leads to another loss and another. And
It's a vicious cycle, and a journal can help you break free from it.
okay, so how does that work?
Imagine this. You take a loss, you're feeling frustrated, but instead of jumping right back in,
Yeah.
you open your journal. You start noticing a pattern. Maybe every time you trade after a loss, purely on emotion,
Uh-oh.
you end up with another loss. It's right there in black and white.
So the journal becomes this like this record of your emotional state almost.
Exactly. And once you see that pattern, once you're aware of it, you can start to interrupt that negative cycle.
Okay, so next time you're hit with that wave of frustration after a loss.
You'll be more likely to step back, take a breath, maybe even close your trading platform for a bit.
Instead of chasing those losses and digging yourself into a deeper hole.
Exactly. It's about becoming more mindful, more intentional in your trading.
And that mindfulness comes from understanding those emotional triggers.
Right, because our emotions can either be our best friend or our worst enemy in trading.
So true. So we've talked about breakouts, we've talked about emotions. What other kind of insights can we glean from this magical trading journal?
Well, let's say your strategy involves holding long-term positions, right?
Okay.
But you look back at your journal and you notice a pattern.
Uh-oh, what's the pattern?
You tend to panic sell during those minor dips in the market, missing out on potential gains.
I'm guilty of that.
It happens, and that's okay. But by acknowledging it in your journal,
yeah.
you can then start to address it. Maybe you need to adjust your position sizing so those dips feel less scary.
Or maybe work on some meditation techniques to manage that fear.
Exactly. It's about tailoring your approach to your own psychological tendencies.
Which you can't really do without that self-awareness that the journal provides.
Right. You're constantly learning and evolving as a trader.
Okay, I'm sold. I'm ready to start journaling today.
Yeah.
But where do I even begin? What kind of things should I be tracking? Is it more than just, you know, stock ticker price?
You definitely want to go beyond the basics.
Yeah.
The more granular, the better.
Granular. Okay, so like what kind of details are we talking about?
Think about the market conditions on that specific day. Was it a volatile day like our text was talking about?
Oh, right. Choppy markets versus call market.
Exactly. Or were things relatively calm? That context can be crucial.
Because if you notice, you make more impulsive trades on those red days.
Exactly. That's a behavior to watch out for.
And that's something I might not necessarily realize just by looking at my account balance.
Exactly. You've got to dig deeper.
Okay, so market conditions. Got it. What else?
Jot down any specific technical indicators or chart patterns that influenced your entry and exit points.
So instead of just saying bought at 50, sold at 55,
yeah.
I'm also noting things like bought on a surge in volume above the 200-day moving average.
Exactly. You want to paint a complete picture of your thought process.
Okay, so we're talking about capturing those aha moments.
Yes.
Like, oh, I tend to exit trades prematurely when the market gets volatile.
Right. Those subtle tendencies you wouldn't necessarily notice without that detailed record keeping.
I'm starting to see how powerful this can be. And it's not just about the technical stuff either, right?
Not at all. Don't forget to note your initial thesis for each trade. What did you expect to happen and why did it play out as expected?
So it's like constantly testing and tweaking a recipe.
I like that analogy.
Each trade is an experiment. And the journal helps you analyze the results.
And over time, you can perfect your trading recipe for more consistent results.
But let's be honest, even with the perfect recipe, sometimes you burn the dish.
True.
So how does a journal help us manage those inevitable trading losses?
That's where the real power of a trading journal shines, turning those losses into valuable lessons. It's not about dwelling on the negative. It's about extracting wisdom from every experience.
So it's more than just hoping for wins. It's about protecting yourself from, like, blowing up your account when things go south.
Absolutely. Risk management is key, and your journal becomes your most valuable tool for that.
Okay, so talk to me about risk management. What kind of things should I be looking at in my journal?
Did you set a stop loss order before entering the trade? Did you stick to it even when it was painful? Or did you let your emotions lead you to hold on longer than you planned?
See, that's a tough one. Admitting defeat, even a small controlled loss, can be so hard.
It's counterintuitive, right? We're wired to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels easier to just ride it out, hope for the best.
But acknowledging those tendencies in your journal, that's where the real growth happens.
Okay, so it's about honesty, basically being brutally honest with yourself.
Exactly. You might notice you close winning trades too early out of fear.
Oh yeah, I do that.
But then let your losses run because of stubbornness.
Wow, I've never thought about it that way.
It's all about finding that balance, right?
So it's not just about being right or wrong about the market direction.
It's bigger than that.
It's about mastering your own behavior within those market conditions.
Exactly. You said it perfectly.
It's like you're saying you've got to lose some to win some, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those losses, they can be our greatest teachers.
But only if we actually learn from them.
Right. And that's where the journal comes in. It's not about dwelling on the negative.
Right.
It's about extracting the wisdom from every single trading experience.
So it's almost like those loss autopsies I've heard traders talk about.
Exactly. You got to dissect those losing trades, figure out what went wrong and why.
And then make sure you don't repeat those same mistakes again.
Right. It's a continuous cycle of learning and improvement. Mm.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. But let's say someone's listening to this thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but I'm a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Where do I even start?
I hear you. It can feel like a lot, especially when you're first starting out.
Right.
My advice, keep it simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to track every single variable right from the get-go.
So what are the essentials, the must-haves in any good trading journal?
Start with the date, the stock ticker, your entry and exit points.
Okay.
Your initial thesis for the trade, like why you entered the trade in the first place.
Got it.
And maybe a quick note about your emotional state before and after the trade.
Okay, so kind of like the headlines of your trading day.
Exactly. And as you get more comfortable, you can always add more details, more analysis.
So start small, Be consistent and let the insights reveal themselves over time.
Exactly, because consistency is key. Even if you only have a few minutes each day, make that journaling a non-negotiable part of your routine.
It's like anything else in life, right? The more you put in, the more you get out.
Exactly. But unlike that gym membership, you never use a trading journal can actually pay dividends.
That's a good point. So if you're listening to this and you're ready to level up your trading, consider this your call to action.
Yes.
Grab a notebook, open a spreadsheet, or download a journaling app, whatever works for you.
Right. There are tons of great options out there.
And start tracking those trades. You might be surprised at the insights that are waiting to be uncovered.
I've seen it time and time again. Those who commit to journaling, they become more disciplined, more profitable, and more confident in their trading.
And that confidence that comes from knowing yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses.
Absolutely. It's about becoming your own trading coach, constantly analyzing your performance and identifying areas for improvement.
Because ultimately, that's what it's all about, right? Continuous improvement.
Exactly.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought. If you can bottle up all the knowledge, all the self-awareness gained from a well-kept trading journal, what would that be worth to you as a trader?
I mean, that's priceless, isn't it?
Absolutely priceless. It's about investing in yourself,
your
trading journey.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, folks. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.